Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a Swing Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only. And the goal is not just to make something that sounds cool on its own. We want a phrase that actually lives inside a drum and bass arrangement. Something that grooves with the break, leaves space for the sub, and creates that rolling, forward-moving pressure that makes a section feel alive. Now, when people hear the word ARP, they often think of a bright, obvious, almost trance-style pattern. That is not what we want here. In DNB, especially jungle-leaning or darker material, the ARP is more like a rhythmic harmony tool. It can suggest movement, create tension before a drop, answer the bass line, or keep a 16-bar section from feeling static. So think of this as composition first, sound design second. First thing, set the musical frame. Pick a minor key, something like F minor, G minor, or a minor. Those are safe and effective starting points for darker bass music. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic jungle and DNB energy, or land around 172 BPM if you want a flexible middle ground. Then create a simple harmonic reference. It does not need to be fancy. A basic minor movement like I, VI, Roman 7, and V is enough to give the ARP a tonal home. I always tell people, do not start by writing the ARP right away. First, make sure the harmony makes sense in the track. You can throw down a simple pad or piano guide using a stock Ableton instrument. Keep it minimal, keep it dark, and use it only as a map. This way the ARP feels intentional instead of random. Now let's build the synth sound. For this, Waveeatable is a great default because it can give you that crisp, hollow, slightly modern edge that works really well in DNB. If you want something a little older and more unstable, analog can also work beautifully. But for this lesson, Waveeatable gives us a strong starting point. Set oscillator 1 to a saw or a basic Waveeatable and add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, just enough for width and motion. Keep oscillator 2 very simple, maybe a sine or triangle, and tuck it in low just to reinforce the body. Then shape the filter with a low pass 12 or 24 dB mode. You can start the cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 2 kHz depending on how bright you want the initial tone to be. Keep the amp envelope fairly tight, quick attack, medium decay, moderate sustain, short release. We want notes that feel percussive, not long and pad-like. Add a little movement, but stay subtle. A slow LFO on filter cutoff can do a lot here. Something gentle, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, is enough to keep the sound alive without making it wobble all over the place. If it feels too static, a small amount of unison detune or pitch drift can help too. The key is to make a sound that can be rhythmically shaped, not a lead that dominates the whole mix. Now for the most important part, the rhythm. This ARP needs to feel like a musical phrase, not a grid exercise. Open a MIDI clip and start with a 1-bar or 2-bar idea. Keep the note count low. Seriously, 3 to 5 notes is often enough. Think root, fifth, minor, third, octave, and maybe one passing tone if the harmony needs it. A good jungle-style rhythmic idea might hit on beat 1, then answer on the offbeat after that, then drop another note just before the next beat, then leave a little space, then come back later in the bar. That gap matters. In drum and bass, silence is part of the groove. If every subdivision is filled, the pattern starts to fight the break instead of working with it. Let the drums breathe. Also, think in bar-length sentences. A good ARP often feels like it speaks in 2, 4, or 8-bar phrases. You can make one bar feel incomplete on purpose so the next bar resolves it. That gives the listener a sense of motion and expectation. It also makes the pattern feel like part of a real arrangement rather than a loop dropped on top. Next, add swing. This is where the Swing Jungle identity really comes to life. Use Ableton's groove pool instead of manually nudging every note. Try an MPC 16 swing groove somewhere around 54 to 58%, or even a little more if the track can handle it. You can also extract groove from a breakbeat if you want the ARP to inherit the drum feel directly. When applying groove, do it with moderation. Timing around 40 to 70% is usually a good range. Keep velocity influence around 10 to 30%. Start simple and listen in context with a break. The ARP should feel like it belongs in the same rhythmic language as the drums, but it should not drag behind the snare or stumble over the kick. If it starts to smear the groove, back off the timing amount or shorten the note lengths. This is a big point. Let the ARP react to the break, not fight it. If your snare is sitting on 2 and 4, avoid placing your strongest ARP accents directly on those hits unless you want that tension on purpose. Often the best notes are just before or just after the snare, because they create anticipation instead of collision. Now add some expression. A static ARP gets boring fast, even if the rhythm is good. Use MIDI velocity to shape articulation. Make the pickup notes slightly stronger, keep the passing notes softer, and let one or two notes in the phrase feel like a response that gives the part a more human, drummer-like logic. You can also automate filter cutoff across the phrase or over a longer section. A really useful move is to keep the ARP dark for the first few bars, maybe with a cutoff around 500 to 900 HE, then gradually open it up to 2 to 4 KHC over the next few bars. That creates tension without needing a whole new sound. In darker DNB, tiny changes like this go a long way because the drums are already providing so much motion. Now let's process the sound. A solid stock device chain for this kind of ARP might be auto filter, saturator, echo, utility, and accuate. If you want, you can place them in that order or tweak slightly depending on the sound. Auto filter helps control the low end and adds movement. Saturator gives the ARP some harmonic bite, so it reads on smaller speakers. Echo adds a subtle rhythmic trail, but don't drown the part in delay. Utility is there to manage stereo width and mono compatibility. AQ8 cleans up low mids and harshness so the ARP sits properly in the arrangement. A good starting point might be a high pass around 120 to 250 HC depending on how thick the synth is. That's usually enough to keep the ARP out of the subzone. With saturator, a couple dB of drive can beat enough, and soft clip can help if the tone gets spiky. For echo, try an 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay with low feedback, maybe 10 to 25%, and make sure the low end is filtered out so the repeats don't clutter the bass. If the sound needs to stay focused, keep the width controlled. Utility is your friend here. Wide for intro and build sections, narrower when the drop needs more punch and center focus. If the ARP is meant to be atmospheric, use reverb carefully. Too much reverb in DNB can turn a tight idea into fog. You want dimension, not wash. Now place the ARP in context. Loop it against a breakbeat and a sub-bass, then test it with a main bass stab or reese. This is where you find out whether the part actually works or just sounds good soloed. The ARP should support the arrangement, not steal from it. A useful structure is to have the ARP enter after the first few bars of an intro, filtered and distant at first, then open it before the drop, or use it in the drop itself, but only in certain bars, where it can answer the bass line and keep the listener engaged. Think call and response. The bass says something heavy, the ARP answers in the gaps. That interplay is what makes DNB arrangements feel tight and alive. One really effective move is to mute the ARP on the downbeat, where the snare hits, then bring it back as a pickup into the next bar. That little break in the phrase can create a lot of tension and make the groove feel much more intentional. Now for a more advanced jungle move, resample the ARP. Once the MIDI version feels good, route it to audio or use resampling and print it to a new track. Then chop it up. Reverse one tail, duplicate a short pickup, stutter a tiny slice into the end of a phrase, or fade a chopped piece into a fill. This is where the part starts to feel more like sample jungle energy instead of a clean synth loop. You can use simpler or manual slicing. Even just reversing one note before the phrase restarts can add a lot of character. And if you want more attitude, resample the ARP after saturator or even a little drum bus style treatment so the texture gets baked in. Keep the original MIDI version too, because that gives you the freedom to change the harmony later if the arrangement needs it. Let's talk about common mistakes, because this part can go wrong pretty fast if you overdo it. The first one is too many notes. If the ARP is packed with constant subdivisions, it stops feeling like a phrase and starts feeling like clutter. Strip it back to 3 to 5 core notes. Another mistake is swing that clashes with the drums. If it starts to step on the snare, reduce the groove amount or tighten the note lengths, and watch the low end. High pass aggressively enough to leave space for the kick and sub. Another big one is no phrase movement. If the pattern loops unchanged for 8 bars, it gets dull fast. Use velocity changes, note length variation, filter automation or delay throws to keep it evolving. And finally, keep the stereo discipline under control. If the ARP gets wide, make sure the low end stays mono and the center of the mix still feels solid. Here are a few pro-level ideas to take it further. Try adding modal tension by using notes like the second, flat sixth, or seventh as passing tones. Those can make a simple pattern feel darker and more underground. Try alternating between two note sets every bar so the pattern evolves, without changing vibe too much. You can also make one version feel a little ahead of the beat and another feel slightly behind it, then swap them by section. That tiny shift can change the whole energy of the arrangement. For sound design, A very quiet layer underneath the main arp can add transient definition. A short pluck from another stock instrument, mixed very low, can make the whole thing feel sharper without being obvious. And if you want stereo motion, a tiny bit of chorus ensemble or auto pan can help, as long as it stays subtle. Too much modulation will blur the rhythm, and in DNB you really want the groove to stay clear. Arrangement-wise, think in layers of energy. Start with a filtered shadow of the arp. Bring it in narrow and quiet, then open it over 4 to 8 bars. Drop it out right before a big impact so the return hits harder. Or use it as a transition tool by resampling one phrase and turning it into a fill or reverse swell. You can even keep a main arp and a ghost version, where one is full energy and the other is just a quiet background motion layer. That gives you a lot of control over intensity.